Well, there's always fabulous things happening at the Lido in Tooting, and today is no exception. We've had Mike Bushell from the BBC here to not only come and film us, but as many people probably know, you always go to extreme sports or loads of different sport events, and you try it yourself, give people your experience, and then do a little piece about it. So today you've been here and you swam with us. What was it like, and how does it compare to the things you've done in the past?
Oh, it's definitely one of the most extreme. Because when I first got in, my breath was completely taken away. I couldn't talk as I walked down those steps into the water, which was 2 degrees, that's all. And then I actually went under, got my head under the water and tried to swim like you guys. And it felt very painful, but quite exhilarating at the time. And I got to the other side, and then I literally ran for the sauna. But then once I was in the sauna, I felt really good. I felt that my body was really cleansed in a way and felt really healthy and energetic and energised.
Okay.
And so it certainly blew away the cobwebs. And then we tried jumping in. And actually, once I'd been in the sauna, going back into the water wasn't so bad, but certainly one of the most extreme things I've done, because I don't think many people would have a go at this, actually.
That's
so
right.
I think you're incredible people for doing it regularly. But I suppose it's one of these things that you can get used to.
You can get used to it, but also if you do it all year round, it never gets very warm here anyway, then you kind of go with the temperature and your body acclimatizes. But what you've done today, I've never done. I've never from you know, never having been in cold water, just jumped in.
Yeah.
So you did very, very well, I must say.
No, but I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was
well, if I can just describe, you are actually glowing now.
Yeah.
And you've got a shine to you.
That's
you,
right.
You probably feel well. And
yes,
what's set up for you for the rest of the day then?
Oh, I've got to do some marathon training, so I'm sure I have an extra spring in my step now. I'll do some running.
Okay.
And then get ready for the early morning shift tomorrow.
Okay.
But I guess I'll sleep well now after that.
So what, have you never done marathons before? Is this a new adventure?
Not for a few years. No, not for about 30 years actually. So
you're going to do the London one?
Yeah, the London Marathon.
Okay.
Yeah. So a bit of training for that. I'm getting a bit behind with that.
Are you?
Yeah.
All
so
right.
So no other filming jobs as such today though.
Okay.
Just preparation.
Okay, brilliant. Give me one other sport that you've done that kind of comes close to the experience you've had today here.
In terms of, well, probably wing walking. Where you're strapped to the wings of a plane and you're doing somersaults on the plane. That was quite exhilarating. But that was out of my control. There was nothing I could do about that.
But do people really do that?
Oh, yes. There's a whole British team that compete. They're the world champions, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they're athletic, all young women, actually, in the team. And they're all very athletic in their
20s. So are you a sports person anyway?
No, I'm not like anyone, really. Just someone who gives different sports a go. Just your average sporting talent, no great talents in any particular sports. Just
are you just a daredevil then?
I suppose a little bit of that, but I like doing sport, but I've never been that good.
Okay, all right, well, great. Well, thanks for coming, and yeah, we look forward to seeing your piece.
Thanks, definitely. I'll come again.
Okay, thanks very much. Yeah, well, come, yes. All right, thanks.
Oh, that's great.
Bye.